Today is the 17th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, life is really good at the moment with my family, with my career. You know, God has been extremely good. And even though there are some times where things don't quite go according to plan, I'm still grateful to God. And I want you guys to be in that same attitude of hope and gratefulness this week. And so that's what our worship is going to kind of be baselined on. And so we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4 verse 19. And it says this: "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." So, dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us for trying to find our security and hope in things other than you. We know that there is no other source of hope, freedom, and security than you. Father, help us tear down every idol that we may have built to replace you. In Jesus' name we worship. To believe that there is hope, and no matter how things may look now, no matter how things may seem now, there is hope. There is hope in Christ, there is hope in God, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. So today, as you go about your day, as you come to the end of your day, if you're in the middle of your day, I want you to remember that his hope lives within you, and that his hope surrounds you, and that there is hope in him. Your security is in him. Your visions are in him. Your life is in him. You are a reflection of Christ. You know, when the Bible says that he created us in his own image, we are a reflection of him. And so today, I want you to give your heart back to Christ. I want you to give your heart back to God. And just ask him to have his way. Ask him to take full control over your life. Ask him to take full control over your family, over your finances, over your soul, over your mind, over the works of your hands. Sing, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Yeah. I live. Every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you everything of me, everything of me. Some of you listening just need to surrender it all back to Christ. Some of you need to relinquish the control that you have and give that control back to God. I know what it's like to be a planner and to try and be as organized as possible. But sometimes God has different plans and we have to allow him to maneuver. We have to give him that flexibility. We have to allow him to be fluid in our lives. Otherwise, if we become too rigid, we begin to box God in a way that he doesn't even deserve to be boxed. We begin to limit him. We begin to put limitation on his power and what he can do for us because we just don't want to give up our controlling. We don't want to give up that organization and that plan. So I dare you today to let go. To let go of that child that needs to come home and let God do what he needs to do. Your love, Lord, your love surrounds us. Your love heals us. Your love wraps us in your glory. Encounter. We want to encounter you. We want to encounter you. We want to encounter you. You are the reason we came. We want to encounter you today. The Bible says in Psalms 95 verse 6, it says, "Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we came, you're the reason we're alive, you're the reason we breathe, you're the reason, oh God. You're the reason, yeah, 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 yeah.
I wanna stay right here, kneel before you, God. I wanna stay right here, kneel before our Maker. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of
I know, because the evidence is all around
that the Spirit of the Lord is here. rebosha katarapa senderebosha yenderere shandarabasi kete yikete bosha katarapa senderebushandarabasi kete.
Go on, begin to take this time. Begin to take this time. This is you and God time. This is you and God time. This is you and God time. Makata rabasi kete rebusha yendere rebasa kata rabasi de bakata basi kete busha kata basi kete rebasi kete. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! You are mighty in battle. You are victorious. You are a way maker. Oh God, oh God, we worship you. We honor you. God, we kneel before our maker today. We kneel before our maker on this day. Have your way.
God, or what to think about. Sometimes you just need to reflect on his goodness. You just need to reflect on his love. You just need to reflect on the fact that he is God. So I'm just going to give you time to do that. As I do that, I'm going to give you time to do that.
Just think about the lyrics. And I'm desperate for you.
Yes, and Father, I'm lost without you. Can't breathe without you. Need you day and day. Need you more now than I did yesterday. I want you in my life. I need you in my life.
So, Father, how we thank and praise you for the everlasting life that you have given to us by your wonderful grace and love. May we grow day by day to be more like you, full of compassion and kindness. Stature our hearts with your love, so that we may love you more with every passing breath. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is working in us to be more like you. We want to reflect your grace and your beauty in thought, word, and deed. And we ask that we may devote our time and heart to reflect on all you are and all you have done for us, so that you are magnified more and more in our life, so that the beauty of the Lord may be seen and reflected in us. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. And amen and amen. So once again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful day to worship your King, your Maker, your brother, your friend. It is such an amazing thing when we take out time in our day to worship him. I feel that everything kind of just falls into line, and that's what this is all about, really. It's so that our lives can fall back into line with the will of God, and so that we can reconnect our hearts back to God through our worship. And so I'm going to see you tomorrow. But before we do, I'm going to leave you with this prayer. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you. Until tomorrow. Bye.